Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Take a Shot with MM Joy Emma. I am your girl, your host, MM Joy Emma. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to today's episode. I hope you're listening with some love, some joy, some hope, some peace. If you're not, well, then you already know the drill. I am sending that your way right about now. On today's episode, I want to share with you something that is near and dear to my heart. It's something that I struggled with for a long time, and that is how to hear the voice of God. So, growing up, I didn't know that hearing from God was a thing. I just didn't know it was a thing. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it practiced a lot. I didn't hear anyone really speak much about it. So honestly, God felt very distant. God was always up there and I was down here, and you're supposed to read your Bible, pray every day, and there is this God and I'm a Christian and that's it. I didn't know that you could hear him. I didn't know you could really walk with him. It felt like there was a box I had to check off. I had to pray, read my Bible, pray, and do the thing. That's it. Until I went through a pretty traumatic experience where I was hearing demonic things, seeing demonic things. I felt like I was literally going insane. And I've shared about this on the podcast many, many times, and I'll link an episode somewhere, whether it's in the notes or on the screen, whatever, I'll link an episode where you can hear more about that. And so at the time, a friend invited me to a church, and this church, they were praying for me. And as they were praying for me, they were telling me things that God was saying. And some of those things God was saying, I had never shared that with anybody. Like, I was like, no. I know this is God because this is something I've only told God. This is something I've only prayed about. And I've never, ever shared it with anybody. And so at that point, my life changed because I was like, God, like, really hears my prayers? Like, you know, because you, at the time, you know, I was kind of a Christian, kind of. And so, like, you know, you pray, but you're not quite sure that, you know, God really be knowing or God is, and you don't really know, you know. And to hear, like, those secret prayers, those longings, those desires that I had, that he heard them the whole time. And here are people, random strangers that I never met before, and they're telling me what I've told God in secret, in private, and they are sharing it back to me and telling me what God is saying about those very things. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? I got it. Like, this is crazy. I gotta know more about this. I gotta learn to hear God for myself. And so I started going to that church because I was like, how do y'all do that? Because I want to know, because I ain't never seen nothing like that before. And so I want to know, and I want to get into it so that I too can hear, because that is crazy how specific and detailed they were in knowing things about my life that I had never shared, and I only shared with God. And so again, I started going to that church that became my church, and they started teaching about hearing God's voice. So what I'm going to share with you is what I've learned over the years. Now, I'm still learning in this area. I'm still growing in this area, but my goal is to share what I know so far, what I've learned so far, what I practice so far, in hopes that it helps you if this is something that you're struggling with. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to change your language. You can hear God's voice, especially if you are a believer. If you are a born again believer, if you are a born again follower of Christ, then you do hear his voice. Why? Because in John 10:27, it says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. That is what God has said about you. Okay. So then you hear his voice. That's what he said. And so we say what God says about us. Even when we don't feel it, we still repeat what God has said. Why? Because we know God is not a liar. And remember, he also said in his word in Proverbs 18:21, the tongue can bring death or life. Okay. Those who love it, those who love to talk will reap the fruit of their words, will reap the consequences of their words. So what does that invite us to do? It invites us to watch what we're saying and invites us to say, you know what? My words are powerful. I'm going to use that power that I have, the power of my words, to speak life, to speak by faith, to speak the truth. And we know God is not a liar. He says that in his Bible, and that's his character. He does not lie. And so we say what God is saying, and we wait for our feelings to catch up. Feelings are valid, but again, remember, your feelings are up today and down tomorrow. So yes, we acknowledge our feelings, we deal with our feelings, but at the end of the day, we come back to the truth. We lay ourselves and we stabilize ourselves in the truth. And the truth is, I hear God's voice. I may need to do some things to learn and recognize his voice, but I hear his voice. That's the groundwork. That's the place we got to start. We got to start this thing by faith. The life that you're now living is by faith, right? You haven't seen Jesus like physically. You haven't seen a physical form of Jesus, but you know he's real. You know he's alive. You serve him. You read the Bible. All of this is by faith. Same thing, okay? We live this life by faith. So by faith, you're going to say what God is saying, which is, I am his sheep. I belong to him, and I do hear his voice. Why? Because he said so. So the second thing I want you to do is I want you to read your Bible every day. Okay, that might sound basic, that might sound simple, but remember, our faith, being a believer, a follower of Christ, is all about relationship. And you know what? Life can get busy, you know, and some seasons are busier than others. And reading our Bible every day can sometimes escape us, right? And remember, this thing with God is not about religion, it's a relationship, okay? So think about relationships that you have, right? Think about friendships, romance, whatever. It takes time to learn that person, right? It takes time to get to know that person. And the more quality time you spend with that person, the more you know that person, the more you begin to learn about who they are, the more you learn about the quirks, the personality, the things that make them, their voice, their mannerisms, all those things. You start to learn all these things about a person the more quality time you spend with them. Well, again, remember, this relationship is a relationship with God. It's a relationship. And so the same thing you do, you spend quality time with God by being intentional and reading your Bible and praying every day. The Bible is the written words of God himself, okay? So reading your Bible helps you to get to know God, and it helps you become familiar with the things he said, his voice, okay? So that is our foundation. We start right there, okay? You have to make that a priority. You have to make spending time with God, reading his Bible every day, praying as you read his Bible, asking him for understanding, asking God's spirit to come and teach you his words. You have to make that a priority every single day. When you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, you have to make it a priority. Why? It grows you and you get to know God. You get to learn him. You get to learn his voice. That's where you start. Okay. You don't start by, you know, thinking, oh, it's supposed to sound like this or look. No, you start by what he's already given us, which is the word. And you start by being consistent with that every single day. Don't stress about the time. I know some people will say you must spend an hour or whatever. Listen, prioritize your time. Carve out time. Some days you'll be able to spend a longer amount of time. But even if you can just start out with 15, 30, 45 minutes, whatever, take time out. This is a relationship that you've got to nurture like every other important relationship to you. And the more you spend time with God, the more you read your Bible, the more you pray, the more you invite the Spirit of God into your quality time with him to teach you his word, the better you are going to start getting at being familiar and understanding him and understanding his ways and becoming familiar with his voice in the process. So read your Bible. So the next thing I want you to do is I want you to be open. Okay. I want you to pray and ask God to help you recognize when he is speaking directly to you. Okay. So listen, we're all unique. The way I hear God and the way you hear God is going to be different. Why? Because God made each of us specially, differently, and uniquely. So there is a way that he speaks to me that he may not necessarily speak to you. And so when you pray that prayer of asking God, show me the way that you speak to me, as you pray that prayer, be open and be expectant of God to actually answer that prayer. And as you do that, let go of the previous idea that you had of what God is supposed to sound like. Because oftentimes we think God is supposed to sound like a certain way, that you're supposed to hear him a certain way. And so that blocks you because when he's actually speaking to you, because he's not speaking to you in the way you think that he's supposed to speak to you, you're missing him. So remove from your mind all the ways that you think you're supposed to hear from God and actually say, you know what, God, I'm open. All I ask you to do is that when you're speaking to me, that you help me recognize and be aware that you are actually speaking to me. And he's going to begin to answer those prayers. And as you realize that, here's what I want you to do. I want you to journal, okay? Whatever, you may be at work. If you recognize God speaking to you, giving you direction about something, and you know that's God speaking to you, or you remember a verse, and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm remembering a verse, and this verse has to do with this situation. I think that's God. Write it down. You may have a journal that you carry around with you. Pull it out and write it down real quick. You may have your phone. Open up your notes app real quick and type it up. Or you may, you know, open up your app and just quickly voice record what God said and turn it down and go back to work. But just get in the habit of journaling what you sense or whatever you sense God is saying to you. And then when you're back in your quiet time, and you're praying and you're reading your Bible, go over those things, pray about those things, and then continue to read your word. And you'll start to see, oh my gosh, there's that verse. So you start to make some connections and that will strengthen you in hearing and learning the skill of hearing his voice. So the fourth thing I want you to recognize is that this is a learned skill. You are learning. Okay. Remember, we talked about this as a relationship, right? You've got to learn a person to get to know them. You are learning God. So sometimes you may hear him correctly and sometimes you may miss it. It may be that maybe you thought it was God and you realized later on, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was your thoughts. Maybe you thought God said something and he's in it. Maybe you got it wrong. That happens. It's a part of the process. It's a part of the journey. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. This is a part of it. Again, we're learning. When you're learning something, you don't arrive there perfectly. You're not supposed to. This is a lifelong journey. So again, don't beat yourself up. Know that it happens. Just keep being consistent. What does that mean? Keep showing up. Keep reading your Bible. Keep asking God to help you recognize his voice as you go throughout the day. Keep journaling and then in your quiet time, going back to the things you've heard and praying about them. Keep reading your word. And as you do that, God is going to make his voice sound clearer and clearer and clearer to you and continue to give you instruction and guide you. And you will become more confident in hearing his voice. So remember, you're learning. So that's it. I hope this was beneficial to you. I hope this helped you in so many ways. Listen, before I go, I actually want to share with you some additional resources that have helped me on my journey, and I hope that we'll do the exact same for you. I specifically want to share two additional resources to kind of get you started. The first one, well, I guess three. The first one I've already shared. The first one is the Bible, of course, the Bible. But secondly, I actually want to share a book by the author Bill Hybels, and it's called The Power of a Whisper, Hearing God and Having the Guts to Respond. Okay, and again, it's by Bill Hybels, and it is a great book. Another one I want to share is by author Sean Bowles, and it's called Translating God, Hearing God's Voice for Yourself and the World Around You. That's another phenomenal book. If you're watching this, I'm going to put that in the screen somewhere. If you're listening to this, I'll put those in the short show notes somewhere so that you're able to click and have access to that. But those are some great resources to help you get started along your journey. If you are listening to this and you know some additional awesome resources that have helped you, go ahead and share that in the comment section below and let others and myself get those books and dig in and continue on our journey of hearing God's voice. Thank you again for listening, for watching. I love and I appreciate you so much. Listen, don't forget to follow. If you're listening to this podcast on any podcast platform, please go ahead and follow the podcast. If you're listening, rate and review when you do that. It just lets others become more aware of the show. And then also, if you are watching it, go ahead and subscribe to the channel and then leave a comment. What have you learned from today's episode? What are some things that have helped you along on your journey? Are you just getting started? Share your thoughts. I would love to communicate with you in that way, and I'm sure others would love to do the same. Lastly, if you find this episode helpful, go ahead and share that with someone in your life that you believe might find this episode helpful as well. Again, I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. Bye.